January 21st, 2026 City Council meeting to order. Would the clerk please read roll?
Ms. Elka? Here. Mr. Clapper?
Here.
Mr. Hook?
Here.
Ms. Schaefer Bish?
Here.
Mr. Tipton?
Here.
Mr. Turner?
Here.
Ms. Wallach?
Here.
Ms. Wesley?
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Chair, you have opening remarks. This pledge of allegiance. Okay, please stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any public comments, Kathy?
No.
Okay. Written communication?
On December 23rd, 2025, the clerk's office received notice that there will not be a planning commission meeting on January 6th, 2026, but there will be a meeting on January 20th. The agenda and staff report were received on January 13th. On January 2nd, 2026, the minutes from the December Standing Rock Cemetery meeting were received along with the agenda for the January meeting. These were posted online. On January 12th, 2026, the clerk's office received notice that there will be no Board of Zoning Appeals meeting on January 26th due to a lack of agenda items. On January 12th, 2026, the clerk's office received an email from Nicole Markson, property manager at Kentwood Square Apartments, complimenting the health department on their professional and efficient inspection of the rental property and complimenting the city on caring enough about their residents to conduct yearly rental property inspections. This email was shared with council.
Okay, thanks.
Yep, I'd like to move items 1 through 12 on the city manager's report.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? You're voting for the Ward 2 council appointment, Heidi?
Yes. So first of all, I do want to say we had three great candidates to fill the position, but we can only pick one. So I move to appoint Eric Drager to fill the vacancy for Ward 2 Kent City Council effective January 21st, 2026, with a term expiring on December 31st, 2027.
I'll second.
I second.
Second. Jeff. Okay, all those in favor?
Wait,
I'm sorry.
We have
comments.
Comments. Yeah. Let's say why I'm making that motion. I want to say that Eric responded thoughtfully and respectfully to our questions. Importantly, he ran for the at-large position and did well. He came in fourth after three D's, Democrats. He worked for the job like we all did, and I respect that. I think he would be a diversity candidate as an independent, as we are all Democrats. He would provide, in my opinion, he would provide excellent service to Ward 2 as a good listener and resource person. I think he has a good heart and maturity. He is quietly passionate about many of the same issues as myself: sustainability, democracy, dignity of each person, collaboration and consensus building, and ethical leadership. I got that from his responses. He is active in the community. He's in the socially responsible sweatshop. He's a yoga teacher at a local studio and is a former police officer. And as a former police officer for Kent, as well as Kent State University and the Sheriff's Department, he would offer a unique window into staff retention and security issues, both which are both relevant today. So I want to say I wholeheartedly support Eric Drager to fill the seat.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Show of hands, please.
Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? 1, 2. Okay. So Eric, been appointed. Congratulations. And if you'd like to come forward, we'll do the oath of office. Well, first of all, before we do that, yes, let's pass the draft. Do I have a motion to authorize the insertion of the name to draft 2026-08?
So moved.
Okay, second, Melissa. Okay, would the clerk read draft 2026-08 in title only?
Draft 2026-08, an ordinance appointing Eric Drager to the position of Ward 2 councilperson of the City of Kent and declaring an emergency.
Move suspension.
Second.
Roll.
Mr. Clapper?
Yes.
Mr. Hook?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer Bish?
Yes.
Mr. Tipton?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Ms. Wallach?
Yes.
Ms. Wesley?
Yes.
Ms. Silka?
Yes.
Move adoption.
Second.
Roll, please.
Mr. Hook?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer Bish?
Yes.
Mr. Tipton?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Ms. Wallach?
Yes.
Ms. Wesley?
Yes.
Ms. Silka?
Yes.
Mr. Clapper?
Yes.
Now, Eric, if you come forward.
Repeat after me. I, Eric Drager.
I, Eric Drager.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
And affirm that I will support.
And affirm that I will support.
Uphold.
Uphold.
And defend.
And defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Charter, ordinances, and laws of the City of Kent.
And the Charter, ordinances, and laws of the City of Kent.
Portage County, Ohio.
Portage County, Ohio.
And that I will faithfully, honestly, diligently.
That I will faithfully, honestly, diligently.
And impartially.
And impartially.
Perform and discharge.
Perform and discharge.
All the powers and duties.
All the powers and duties.
Incumbent upon me as council at large.
Incumbent on me as.
Ward 2 council.
Ward 2 council.
In the City of Kent.
In the City of Kent.
Portage County.
Portage County.
State of Ohio.
State of Ohio.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
And understanding.
And understanding.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Just one second, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Christmas.
Oh, was that supposed to be love to the faces? Okay.
Number of minutes.
We're on the consent agenda, and if we could break or leave out the approval of December and January, Tracy? Okay.
Consent agenda includes approval of January special meeting minutes. Draft 2026-01, an ordinance approving the City of Kent's cybersecurity policies as required by ORC Section 9.64 and declaring an emergency. Draft 2602, an ordinance authorizing the Civil Service Commission to change the civil service rules and regulations, specifically Rule 5.08.1, and declaring an emergency. Draft 2026-03, an ordinance authorizing the city manager or his designee to execute an agreement between the City of Kent and Portage County to continue the Stowe Summit Street Bridge and Pedestrian Improvement Project Agreement for Design Services and declaring an emergency. Draft 2020-604, an ordinance authorizing the city manager or his designee to enter into a memorandum of understanding between the City of Kent and Kent City School District to perform a joint study of pedestrian and bike connectivity through the high school campus that would include the Lake Rockwell Trail Extension Project and declaring an emergency. Draft 2020-605, an ordinance amending Section 353.02, Parking Regulation Authorization, of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Kent to change the permissible parking conditions on East Grant Street and declaring an emergency. Draft 2020-606, an ordinance amending Ordinance 2025-50, passed by Kent City Council on June 18, 2025, to include follow-up items from the Ohio Department of Development and declaring an emergency. Draft 2020-609, an ordinance authorizing the finance director upon the issuance of a certificate of availability of funds to pay certain purchase orders made that exceed $3,000 and declaring an emergency.
Suspension.
Second.
Roll, please.
Mr. Hook?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer-Bish?
Yes.
Mr. Tipton?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Ms. Wallach?
Yes.
Ms. Wesley?
Yes.
Ms. Selka?
Yes.
Mr. Clapper?
Yes.
Mr. Dreyer?
Yes.
Adoption.
Second.
Roll, please.
Ms. Schaefer-Bish?
Yes.
Mr. Tipton?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Ms. Wallach?
Yes.
Ms. Wesley?
Yes.
Ms. Selko?
Yes.
Mr. Clapper?
Yes.
Mr. Hook?
Yes.
Mr. Dreger?
Yes.
Consent agenda passes.
Thank you. I see you pulled out the two.
Doesn't that go under?
So we'll have to deal with those.
Individually, yeah.
Six, yeah.
The minutes individually that she pulled.
That would go under committee of the whole.
Okay, committee of the whole, okay. All right. Committee of the whole. Voting on the loan review board appointment.
We need to make a nomination for that.
Yes.
I don't know if that should officially be in there yet. I know there's only one candidate.
Right.
All right. I'll nominate David Kovacs.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion to authorize insertion of his name into draft 2026-07.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Clerk, read draft 2026-07, entitled only.
Draft 2026-07, a resolution appointing David Kovacs to the Loan Review Board and declaring an emergency.
Move suspension.
Second.
Mr. Tipton.
To remove the suspension.
For the emergency.
Yes. I'm just making sure.
Mr. Turner.
Mr. Turner.
Suspension.
Oh, wait.
Suspension. Yes.
Suspending 2026-07. Ms. Wallach?
Yes.
Ms. Wesley?
Yes.
Ms. Selka?
Yes.
Mr. Clapper?
Yes.
Mr. Hook?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer-Bish?
Yes.
Move adoption.
Second.
And Mr. Drake?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Ms. Wallach?
Yes.
Ms. Wesley?
Yes.
Ms. Selko?
Yes.
Mr. Clapper?
Yes.
Mr. Hook?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer-Bish?
Yes.
Mr. Dreger?
Yes.
Mr. Tipton?
Yes.
Draft 2026-07 passes.
Next. Yep, next. Yeah. So we pulled the minutes, so do I have a...
I'll move to approve the December 17th regular council meeting minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain.
Abstain. Two abstentions? Three abstentions. Robin, two. And four, because Eric was not here, so... or extend, and then.
Motion to approve the January council committee meeting minutes.
Second.
The January 7th minutes have, like, don't have our names.
Well, those were corrected, correct?
Oh, yeah.
They were corrected.
The ones at your desk.
Perfect. Thank you.
Approve is amended.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a second.
So you're approving them as amended, correct?
Yes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Do we have extensions on that?
Any
Extensions?
Okay. Nothing under community development, nothing under finance, nothing under health, safety, nothing under land use, nothing under streets and sidewalks. And is there any unfinished business? Any new business?
Yes.
I think that it's time that we take a look at updating the zoning code to figure out if anywhere we could possibly put an AI data center in the city before we get one unwittingly.
Second.
Discussion?
Well, I mean, I have a very personal story about why I think they're bad that affected me, but I think that they're really putting a strain on the environment, on our waterways, electrical grid. I don't really see one coming into Kent immediately based on the size and scope that they are, but I think we should cut this off at the pass before they have a chance to get out of control.
Your motion is to put it in committee?
To explore the zoning use for the AI data center and related items.
Okay. Anybody else have discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Anything else? All right. Also, members' comments? Chris?
Yeah. I'd just like to thank the other two candidates for running. Eric, it's incredible to have you on. So thank you for running, and I'm really excited to work with you.
Thank you.
Chris, I was prepared to vote for you today. And I want to say why, because I think it's important for a vision for the city. And I think the, you know, when you were asked about the challenges and the opportunities facing the city, you named communications. And I've spoken to Dave about this a lot. I think it's really important that we put a highlight on how we're going to communicate it from a city perspective on what we're doing, both the challenges and opportunities ahead. I think that we live in a world of deep civic distrust, of communication that moves faster than our response to it. And I think you hit the nail on the head as far as identifying that as a major challenge for the city. I also really appreciated that you brought a youthful voice, a voice from the LGBTQ population, from your deep experience running with Denise, the Democratic Party, and organizing some incredible campaigns. So I want to thank you so much for running, and I hope that we see you again on the ballot in 2 years. Thanks.
Thank you. Mayor's report, I would also like to thank you too for running, and I would hope to see both of your names on the ballot next time for council. Thank you very much for your dedication to the city. Under the mayor's report, on behalf of the city, I'd like to wish Robin Turner a happy birthday. We're grateful for your continued support and leadership. And so I hope you had a, well, I know you should, but I hope you enjoy your day, rest of your day. Don't forget to the community, January 24th, Saturday is snow day for Main Street Kent. Mark your calendars. It's the third annual Snow Day celebration, and this year's event is packed full of winter fun, including live music, fire pits, free s'mores, ice carving demonstrations and displays, free crafts with Parks and Rec, winter Olympic style games in Portage Parks with Kent State University, and tons of activities and special offers at our local businesses. So
please plan on attending that. A fantastic way to enjoy winter, support your local partners, and come together as a community. Also, this coming Thursday, the 29th, I'll be welcoming some very special guests to City Hall from Kent CDC. Mrs. Knapp's class will be coming to meet the mayor and ask questions such as, what is this key to the city? And does it open all of the doors to this in the city? So I'm looking forward to that as a former educator. I'm rather excited to work with these young people, bring them down to the council chambers, maybe have a little hot chocolate and talk a little bit about the city of Kent and what truthfully is the key to the city. I've never seen one. They haven't given it to me. So Dave, do you have one? It's a key fob, yes. It's 11 o'clock. So if any of you guys want to come, it would be great to see you. So thank you all for making Kent such a vibrant, connected community. And I hope to see you out celebrating. And if you want to come on the 29th of November, or November, January, January, I'll welcome you. And I think we could have some really good, a good time with these young people. So, and at that. Oh, we have a workshop for council following this. Give us 10 minutes to set things up. And so.
That's right, workshop. He's gonna ask.
Yes, I know that's not called the Legos. Yes, that's what it's called, the Legos class. Sure.
Where do you recommend we get a picture at? Like, we've done stairways before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. I'm going to take Robin home. He's not feeling well, so I'm going to take him home. Welcome, sir. Yeah.
How did that happen?
It's only taking.
My husband didn't say anything. He usually does. Wait a minute. Happy birthday. Must not be Boston. I'll ask Randy if he's if he listened to him. Could have been there, you know. I carry that around.
Get some wrong techniques.
This is just a
we'll stay on the stage. She didn't get ready for something yet, right? You're going to have to put them all back out.
Throw them down.
Running is much harder than I
just lemonade right there.
Danny, I said, so I think I'm going to
Hold on, I pulled the chains.
Think you have the chains?
I don't have any chains.